Investment Flash.
Buddy, you could power a small country with the amount of money NVIDIA is throwing at Taiwan. And yet, treasury bonds are getting absolutely crushed. Welcome to a market that's pricing paradise and panic at the same time.
It's Wednesday, May 27th, 2026, New York edition. I'm Marie, and we've got Tom and Gerald here. The takeaway? Semi soar on NVIDIA's $150 billion commitment, while treasuries get hammered. Let's get into it.
Before we dive into NVIDIA's spending spree, Tom, that buy call on Sociedad Química yesterday, SQM beat earnings and boosted its lithium forecast. Up another 4% last session? That's a nice start.
Gerald, don't get too excited. It's a lithium play, not a bond trade. But yeah, SQM's looking solid. And hey, remember we said buy copper and gold too? Both holding up nicely. Okay, the NVIDIA number. $150 billion a year on Taiwanese AI suppliers. Jensen Huang is not messing around. NVIDIA's forward PE is 17. That's cheap for this kind of growth. I'm buying more.
Tom, it's 17 times next year's earnings if they hit the numbers. But at 9% below its high, the market's asking whether that spending translates to margins. Look, mate, when a company outspends the GDP of some countries, I get a little itchy.
Gerald, this is foundational. AI demand is insatiable. TSMC is up 29% year to date and at an all-time high. AMD is up 125%. The semiconductor ETF SMH is at an all-time high. The signal is screaming. This cycle has legs.
Hold on, but the SMH at an all-time high also means all the good news is priced in. If there's even a hiccup in NVIDIA's supply chain, these crowded longs could unwind fast. Tom, you saw what happened to semis in Q2 last year.
All right, fair point. But this time it's different, Marie. The CapEx is real. The optical supply chain is buckling under the strain. Lumentum down 3.8% last session, but still up 135 year to date. The shortages are a tailwind for specialized players like Coherent, up near its high.
Yeah, look, the optical angle is interesting. When lasers and fiber optics are getting squeezed, it's not just NVIDIA. The whole AI build-out is stretching every supplier. Lumentum and Coherent are logical plays.
For sure.
Totally.
It's the real deal.
Exactly. And that's the convergence. Multiple publishers all pointing to the same supply-demand imbalance. It's hard to bet against that momentum.
And while we're on momentum, China's industrial profits jumped 24.7% in April, fastest in over 2 years. I know the bears have been piling on, but this data says the cyclical recovery is real.
Tom, profits are one thing, but the China large cap ETF, FXI, is down 10% year to date and near its 52-week low. The market clearly doesn't believe this growth reaches consumers. You're buying a value trap, buddy.
I'm going to push back here. That disconnect is exactly the opportunity. If the data broadens, these beaten-down China ETFs could re-rate hard. MSCI China is down about 10% too. It's a contrarian bet with a catalyst.
Fair, but I'd rather wait for the consumer to show up. Industrial profits don't pay my bills.
Just like bonds don't pay yours, Gerald.
Oh, wait.
All right. We'll get to the bond carnage in a minute. But first, Hong Kong. Hong Kong overtook Switzerland as the world's biggest offshore wealth hub. 2.95 trillion under management. FT and SEMP both ran it. That's a structural shift. Mainland capital pouring in.
It's a staggering number. But I wonder about sustainability. Capital controls and geopolitics could reverse that flow in a heartbeat. The Hong Kong ETF, EWH, is up 6.7% year to date. But I'm watching the regulatory environment.
Marie, if you're worried about geopolitics, you won't buy anything. The trend is clear. Asia's wealth is staying in Asia. Hong Kong financials and asset managers are the winners. EWH has room to run, 5% below its high.
To be fair, the story checks out. The IPO market there is booming, and the wealth is sticky once it's in. I'd put a small position in EWH.
Speaking of structural, the UK retailers are pushing for a 260 charge on small parcels to close a customs loophole against Chinese e-commerce. M&S, Primark, Next, they're saying it levels the playing field.
It's about time. The loophole is blatantly unfair, and if it closes, domestic retailers get a direct boost. Marks & Spencer up 3.9% last week. Forward PE just above 10. That's value, Gerald.
Yeah, M&S at 10 times earnings with a potential policy win. That's my kind of play. And Primark owner AB Foods is down 13% year to date. Could be a nice recovery if this goes through.
Wait, M&S? I thought we were talking about chips. Gerald, you're going to have me buying socks next.
Diversification, Tom. And speaking of socks, how about GLP-1 drugs saving them all? FT AlphaVille's most original take today.
Fair enough.
I love this thesis. Users lose weight, buy new clothes, and mall traffic surges. It's speculative, but it links pharma and retail in a way I haven't seen before. Eli Lilly up 4% last week, still 6% below its high.
For real? So the mall savior is a diabetes drug? That's the best narrative I've heard all month. Novo Nordisk is down 15% year-to-date. If this diet-driven shopping catches on, that's a huge recovery play.
Look, I'll keep it real. I'm not buying retail on a weight loss hypothesis, but I'll happily ride Lilly and Novo for the actual drug sales. Lilly's forward PE of 24 is rich but justified if GLP-1 demand accelerates.
No, but that's exactly the point. The consumer impact could be an unexpected second derivative. It's the kind of structural shift we were talking about. I'd buy Lilly and hold the retail ETF until we see data.
All right, back to a trade that's actually working. Lithium. SQM boosted guidance on battery storage demand. The storage angle is new, beyond EVs. Lithium ETF is up 30% year-to-date. And Albemarle, still 21% below its high, is catching up.
Yeah, SQM's forward PE of 14 is reasonable, and the storage thesis gives it a second leg. I'm not selling my SQM from yesterday.
Wait, Gerald, you agreeing with Tom on something? I need to mark my calendar.
Even Gerald can't fight a profit beat. But seriously, the lithium trade is a direct play on the energy transition, plus this new storage demand. It's a clean barbell with AI.
All right. Let's address the elephant in the room, the bond market rout. TLT, the long-term Treasury ETF, down 2.2% year-to-date, only 3% above its 52-week low. Iran war fears, inflation, new Fed chair Kevin Warsh, yields are screaming higher.
But Gerald, TLT is at a point where it's pricing in a lot of bad news. I know you love shorting duration, but if the Fed under Warsh surprises with a pause, those shorts get torched.
Hold on. To be fair, nobody knows Warsh's reaction function. That uncertainty is why TIPS are the smart play. Inflation-protected bonds flat year-to-date, but they'll hold up if inflation keeps biting.
Exactly. Short the intermediate-term Treasury ETF, IEF, and TLT, but buy TIP. That's the barbell we're talking about. Long AI, short duration, long inflation protection. It's the cleanest expression of this market split.
All right, fair. I still think long bonds at these yields are tempting, but the momentum is against you. I'll hold my nose and play the short end.
TIPS. It's a lust.
Totally.
Yeah. Can't argue.
Moving east, Japan is starting trade talks with Mercosur, Brazil, Argentina, etc., seeking oil and car exports. And separately, the Quad is coordinating on critical minerals and rare earths. Japan ETFs are near highs, up 14% year to date.
The Quad Minerals Initiative is a direct counter to China's dominance. The rare earth ETF, REMEX, is up 29% year to date. It's a structural long.
And Toyota, down 12% year-to-date, Ford PE 12. A Mercosur deal could open a huge market. But wait, Gerald, you're going to tell me about the aluminum squeeze hurting them.
Yeah, you're learning. The aluminum squeeze is squeezing Japanese car makers.
Toyota and Honda are getting hit by high input costs. I'd short Toyota and buy Alcoa. Alcoa up 32% year to date and still near its high.
So you're long Alcoa and short Toyota. That's a Paris trade I can get behind.
Exactly. Aluminium demand is surging, and Alcoa is the pure play. But the carmaker's margins are getting crushed.
No argument here. But I'd be careful with Brazil equities. The trade talks are early, and local industry might face competition. Hold the Brazil ETF, EWZ, for now.
Quick one on defense. The founder of CSGNV, that massive defense IPO, is building a new group seeking 200 million euros. The defense ETF PPA is up 8% year-to-date. Sector appetite is real.
I'd hold CSG itself, though, down 43% year-to-date. The founder's new venture validates the model, but it might distract management.
So let's pull this together. Today's signals show a market split in two, AI abundance and macro scarcity. Our view is a barbell. Long the semiconductor ETF, SMH, or NVIDIA and TSMC, long TIPS, short TLT. It leans into the regime split.
But the bear case, as Gerald keeps hinting, is positioning. SMH at its high, AMD at its peak. Any execution miss, and the unwind is brutal.
And the bond trade is equally crowded. TLT near its low. If yields reverse, shorts get squeezed. The cross-asset unwind, if it comes, won't be gentle.
Right. And conspicuously absent, anyone modeling Warsh's Fed. That's the wild card. So the barbell isn't just a bet, it's insurance.
As always, none of this is investment advice. Do your own research, talk to an advisor before making moves.
And if you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We're back at 7:30 a.m. London time tomorrow. See you then. And until next time, stay sharp.